Simon Tov Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Mishabab Adarf Maki Elon or Godel Besef Al Paimama Vyorishima Tesha Koyim Shiagilisham. We said that the classic Erev Tchumen is that he's by the Tchum by the onset of Shabbos, but he really wants his Erev Tchum to be in a certain place, but he's not sure he'll make it there in time before Shabbos. So since he's going that direction, he could say Shvisosi Tachta Bikore Kono Shvisosi Bikore. He could say that I want my Mokum Shvisa to be in a specific place, even though he wasn't there and didn't put food there, but he's saying I want that specific place to be my place. It's good enough. Here's Lapayim Amah, and then he has 2,000 Amahs in every direction. Now, as we said, this is a special cooler for somebody who's in the middle of his journey. Even though in the regular walking you won't even be able to make it to that place unless he runs, still, since he technically could have got there before Shabbos, he could designate that as his place, even though if he walked slow enough that he would not make it to there before Shabbos. If he miscalculated and he wants his heir to take effect in a place that is no way that he'll get there before Shabbos, and he says, I want my Shvisa to be there, then he's stuck. He loses everything because he doesn't want his present Shvisa, and the one he wants, he cannot have. In order for this Eiv to work in this situation, he has to specify which Ava Amas they want, otherwise we don't know what he wants. And also it has to be within 2,000 Amas, like we said before. Else you can reach it. You're going Shamash Visosa Bikoroi, Mikan Viadi Koroi, Ein Yisim Alpayim. He's not more than 2,000 Amas away from the Ikir. Which Bruce says he gets 2,000 plus 4 Amas, because we give him 4 Amas and then afterwards we count the Alpayim Amas. Adam Ein Kol Ilan Betoch Alpayim. There's no tree within 2,000 Amas of him. And he didn't make a specific place where he wants his Eiv to take effect. Then he cannot make his Shvisa in a place which is either too far away or it's not specific. Since he didn't specify, we don't know where his Alpayim are, maybe too far away. Once again, he's stuck within his 4 Amas. If he says, I want my heir to be in a tree which is definitely within 2,000 Amos, where he started Shabbos. But he didn't say where it is. He said, under the tree. Now, under the tree could be a whole bit different ranges of 4 Amos. He said, I want to have my shvisa underneath the tree. We give him 4,000 Amos from where he's standing till underneath the tree. Doesn't really mean he has 4,000 amas to the tree. It means with the tree in the center, he has 4,000 amas to 2,000 each direction. Chutz mishir meshav tatush ilam, aside from the area underneath the ilam. Kegoy, mishir ilam esrim amas. If the tree itself is 20 amas, yesh lo yishom alpayim pochus esrim amas. We give him 20 amas less than the 2,000 because we're not sure which of those arba amas underneath the tree is his. So it could be more on this side, more on the other side. So we knock off that 20 amas. The Rambam can shvisa berichlik mokim. They see mokim shvisasa lekana shvisa shom elav mokim sheoymelam kishe choshecha. Rambam says it doesn't work bechlal. If you say I want it to be under a tree and you didn't specify where under the tree, then we negate your erev and we count the tchum from where you were standing on the onset of Shabbos. Also, the Rambam holds that if he wants the shvisa to be more than 2,000 amas away, he can't get to it. Also, he says you don't lose that what you have; you just keep what you have, and what you did doesn't work. If he says I want it to be underneath a tree, and there's 8 or more amas underneath it, so now we don't know which place he picked, because it could be these 4 amas or the other 4 amas. Kevin Malkin specify that he wants his shvisa to be either around the base of the tree or pick to one side or the other where it's 4 amas up. It just says he wants around the tree, which is ambiguous, will not work. But if there's less than 8 amas under the tree, as long as he says I want it to be under the tree, it's good enough, because there's always going to be one point that's going to overlap his 4 amas, wherever they are. Let's say 7 amas, so you have 4 amas to the left, 4 amas to the right, it's going to be here in the middle, it's going to overlap, and that's going to be his makom shus.